can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Republic Broadcasting Network, this is Talk with John. Here, Saturdays from 4 to 5 Mountain and 5 to 6 Central, you can tune in here and join me on Republic Broadcasting Network. This is John of Talk with John. Look forward to interacting with you for the rest of this hour. I've got a guest that I'm going to be introducing to us all here just in a few minutes. But as many of you know, I wasn't here last week. I'm not exactly going to ask for your forgiveness. I'm just going to say the reason why was I was pretty sick. And so many of you may hear in my voice that I'm still recovering, and you've got a little bit of a strange-sounding voice, and that is just due to the fact that I've been feeling better. So hopefully I don't cough on y'all too much, as it were. Obviously, it will be through the radio, so you don't have to worry about catching any of my germs. But I will do my best to be able to interact with you all, and you guys can hear Hopefully hear me well. So let me start the show off properly. The first thing I want to do is introduce, let's do my first things first. Let's get this show off to a proper start. Let's start with the show prayer, as it were. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers, and may it be an acceptable token to our Father above. Then, with here, the show mantra is, where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. And folks, that's what we're trying to accomplish here today. We're trying to help America. We're trying to help our fellow citizens out and bring things awareness to them, because if we don't have our freedom, we're toast. And as much as we love the Second Amendment and the First Amendment, if we don't have body autonomy, then we're really going to be up a creek without a paddle. So, with that in mind, right now I have a guest joining me, Dr. Kirk Moore is joining me. He is a doctor here in the state of Utah that has the feds going after him because he was interested in helping out his fellow citizens, doing everything he can to keep them healthy, happy, and his fellow citizens taken care of, making sure that he doesn't want to do anything to see harm for them. And he has a bunch of supporters here in Utah. There's been a campaign that's of the feds that have gone after him. We're also going to talk about his Give, Send, Go fundraiser. And Dr. Moore, with his staff, is under siege by big government here in Utah. But this is happening, and this is something that matters all throughout the United States. And that's why I wanted to bring it to you to hear today. Faced with a significant moral dilemma, being a physician, Dr. Kirk Moore, I wouldn't say what would be the best way to explain this. He was doing what it took to keep his patients safe. So, Dr. Kirk Moore, thank you for joining Talk with John today. I appreciate you being here. This is a very important subject to talk about. It may be one of the most important subjects of our entire time. So, Dr. Moore, if you can explain to us what happened and why you and your practice are under attack.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure.
I'm going to take just a quick step back here. The beginning of your show and talking about liberty, I completely agree with you. I think that that's what this is all about. It's about, you know, in the short term, the liberty of controlling what we have the ability to put in our body, first of all. In other words, our own personal choices about that. And then secondly, about what the government's role is in telling people what you should or shouldn't put in your body, and then whether they demand it or mandate it. The federal government has indicted myself and three others of us, two of my staff members and a friend, neighbor of mine, for having injected our patients with saline as opposed to the actual COVID vaccine or COVID shot. I don't call it a vaccine. It doesn't meet the criteria of a vaccine. The federal government had to change the definition of a vaccine in order to even try to get it to fit that definition after the fact. So that's what, you know, that's what I had 12 federal officers show up in my office from the FBI, Homeland Security, and HHS, to serve two warrants for confiscating our phones. And then subsequent to that, we had our arraignment on January 26th. So that's where we're at. We've all been arraigned. We've all pled not guilty. As far as I know, we're still all in this together. And we plan on fighting this to the very end. There's more to this than just the four of us. And again, it's trying to put a stop to Big Brother, to the government, to Uncle Sam, pushing back on them and telling them that my body is my temple, and you can't tell me what I have to inject in my body in order to be a contributing member of society.
Okay, so I've got a couple questions for you that come to my mind. You said you've been accused of injecting saline into people instead of injecting them with a quote-unquote vaccine. Let me ask you this question. Those people that, I'm assuming a few people came to you that actually wanted to be injected with the so-called COVID vaccine. Did you only inject people with saline that wanted that to be the case, meaning they did not want the shot but had to get that? Or is that something you can even mention?
Everybody who came to me and asked for, everybody who came to me got what they asked for. They all knew what they were getting.
Okay, great. So, no one has been harmed in a way that they were asked not to be harmed. They were all asked you to perform a medical procedure that they were willingly, knowingly about. And this is one of the things that bothers me the most. I even want to go to this. You have a medical, what most doctors refer to as not a business, a practice.
Correct.
And there is an art to it,
right?
I am not a doctor. I'm not, I didn't go to medical school, but I've spoken with Dr. Peter McCullough. I've interviewed him, and I have interviewed other doctors, Dr. Jim Meehan and several others. Lee Merritt, I've talked to her as well, interviewed her several times. And one thing that they point out to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, they call it a practice because you are constantly, it's not like you're putting together a widget that goes together the same way every single time. Someone comes into your office, you could have twins coming into your office with very similar issues going on in their body, and they may have two different tracks to get taken care of. So that is why it's called a practice, because it's a nuance. As you said, it's an art, trying to put together all of your knowledge and all of your experience to take care of someone properly.
I'm not stopping you, John, because you're saying it just the way it's supposed to be said, I guess.
Okay.
And you listen very well to Lee Merritt. I really like her, too.
So with the idea of a practice and with the idea of practicing medicine and performing medicine, you as a doctor, I come to you as a doctor and I go, I need you to help me be healthier. And you and I will come to a determination of how to handle the course of my health best as possible. You can recommend that I do things. You could recommend that I stop eating meat. But if I'm not the kind of guy that's ever going to stop eating meat, we have to find out something else. Okay, John?
We don't stop eating meat.
But in theory, let's say that John, you're eating way too much. Let's see if we can shut down the consumption of your meat by half or something like that, right? And there's a lot of other different things that would go on in taking care of my health or someone else's, but I like to use me for the example. And what you suggest that I may do would be different from someone else. Let's just say that someone else had just had a heart attack. Yes, you still want them to get protein. You still want them to have health. We may weigh the same. We may be the same height. If they just had a heart attack or had a heart attack within the last three or four months, the level of exercise that you may recommend for me might be different from them. So what bothers me the most about what you're accused of doing, and why it bothers me so much with what the federal government is doing, is they're coming to a doctor saying, and it seemed like over from when COVID came out, they were telling doctors what to do. Did you, with many doctors not having any confidence, and even several doctors going along the lines of Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Jim Meehan, saying, hey, John, everything that I'm seeing right now is not, when I go to VAERS and all the information that I'm seeing, I'm not seeing what I'm being told is safe and truly safe and effective. It's not.
Yeah. No, you're, when they, you know, you could go all the way back to the whole COVID thing, just the COVID treatment protocol. You can, and then, and extend that all the way into the, you know, the COVID vaccine. Since when did it, you know, since when do you not treat people for an illness? Since when does somebody come to you and you tell them, no, I can't really treat you. There's nothing that I can do for you until you're, you know, on death's door and you're hardly breathing. Then you can come back to me and then I'll think about treating you. You know, that's kind of the paradigm of 2020. Subsequent to that, 2021 comes around, or end of 2020 comes around, and we have a quote vaccine unquote that has been tested for a grand total of 28 days on human beings, failed all of the animal tests that it had been tested on in the 20 years prior to that.
Okay, wait, what now? Failed means like, you know,
failed, like died.
What? Okay, like not you mean like died as opposed to like they didn't do so good or didn't accomplish.
Yes. So all of the ferrets, all of the mice, all of the, I believe the third study that I remember hearing or seeing about, it's been a while since I reviewed them, but monkeys. So they've tested this lipid nanoparticle. They've tested mRNA. They've used it in trying to introduce various forms of medication. It's a gene therapy medication. It was originally developed, and I believe if you ask Dr. Robert Malone, originally developed in the use of trying to target cancer cells to try to specifically go after certain genes, to be able to alter the genes, to be able to take care of that. Again, I'm not an expert in what you know, what mRNA was developed for, but that was my understanding, is that it originally came out in the late 90s, late 80s, through the 90s. It was used and tried to be used as a specific gene therapy, introduction gene therapy, practice, and it failed all those. It failed them again in early 2000s, and because then at that point they had started thinking, hey, let's try to use this in the use of kind of vaccines or in that realm to see if we can introduce it to kind of develop some sort of immune response or immunity for a disease. And in all of the animal testing that they had done, it had failed all of the animal tests and failed badly.
You know, not failed mildly, like it didn't do what they wanted it to do, meaning failed as in like the animals died.
Right. And some of the detractors will say, well, it's because the animals were euthanized and they were, you know, and they were just trying to then evaluate and look at all the tissues and see what it was done. That's not true. The animals, as far as I know, in these animal tests had failed. And then they have Operation Warp Speed. And when you try to accelerate medicine and try to accelerate data collection, and you try to accelerate, you know, all of the, and try, and essentially you're cutting corners on all of the typical testing that they would do over the course of 8, 10, 12 years of evaluation. It all failed. So now you have 28 days of testing in humans.
Let's talk about the 28 days of testing in humans on the other side of this break. Folks, we'll be right back. This is Talk with John with Dr. Moore.
Sorry.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Public Broadcasting Network. This is Talk with John. And right now I have joining me Dr. Kirk Moore. He practices medicine in the state of Utah. And I actually had several people reach out to me and say, hey, you got to get a hold of Dr. Kirk Moore. You've got to talk to him. And I want to say thank you to Tina for making it happen and giving this giving me his information so we can make this happen today. All right, so let's get to it. You were saying that the trials done on humans before the release of this, I want to say death jab.
Death jab, clot shot. Clot shot was, I think,
moneymaker.
Zelenko, right? I think Zelenko called it, he started calling it a clot shot, then it got a little worse.
And I would say, I'm going to say moneymaker for certain people like Dr. Fauci. He calls it money in every arm. So there were 28 days of testing. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so a grand total of – so the both Moderna and Pfizer – I'm not as familiar with the AstraZeneca trial, but Moderna and Pfizer studied 40,000 people and about 20,000 in each arm. 20,000 got the placebo, 20,000 got the shot, and they studied them for a grand total of 28 days, and which means that they only studied them for 7 days after the second shot, because the first shot would have been on day one, second shot would have been on day 21, and then at 7 days after the second shot, they terminated the study and made their determination of the effectiveness and the safety of their jab. That's it.
Is that traditional?
Absolutely not. I mean, there's a lot of investigation, and there's a lot of talk right now about the whole vaccine schedule in terms of the studies and everything that have been done on them in general. But typically, a vaccine takes 8 to 12 years of studying to look at the results, because you need to see what the short-term results are, you need to see what the long-term results are, you need to see whether it causes any long-term problems. You need to evaluate, whether there's any risk of cancer, if you evaluate whether there is any risk of toxicity, whether there's, all kinds of interventions and testing to determine what, the safety of it. The study that Pfizer and Moderna did, the only thing they looked at was a positive COVID test during that period of time. That's it. So their effectiveness was whether their measure of effectiveness was only whether you tested positive for COVID. It wasn't even if you got, there's some speculation, and the data's been coming out and it's out. Some people that complained of symptoms, like you were sick last week, John, some people complaining of symptoms may or may not have even been tested. And there's some fraud claims from some people claiming that the people that were in the treatment arm that complained of symptoms purposely wouldn't get tested, whereas the people that were in the placebo arm were getting tested. The overall numbers from the Pfizer study, I might get them off slightly, but out of the 20,000 people in the placebo arm, 181 people tested positive. In the treatment arm, I want to say that the total number that they claim tested positive was 9. But when you look at those total numbers,
wait a minute! Whoa! 9 people got COVID that had the placebo, and 120.
No, okay. The other way around. So 180. So 181 of the people in the 181 people in the placebo arm, quote unquote, tested positive for COVID.
Okay.
Only 9 people in the placebo arm tested positive for, or sorry, only 9 people in the treatment arm tested positive for COVID. Okay. So that's what they looked at. They took that 9 over 181 and they said, oh, there's 95% fewer people that get COVID in the treatment arm than do in the placebo arm. But that's a relative risk number. It's not an absolute risk number. If you take 9 over 20,000 and 181 over 20,000, those numbers are only 0.8% apart from each other. So the real difference in risk, or the real difference in disease, is only less than 1%.
So basically, with both scenarios, risk of a disease was about 1%, whether you did it with shot
Correct.
Or no shot.
Yeah, I don't know the numbers. I mean, you can take – I can't do it. I'm not that good at math. 181 over 20,000 and change, and then and 9 over 20,000 and change. And one of them was 1%. The other one was 1.8%.
Okay. So bottom line, I take those odds on just about – I'll go to Vegas with those odds, either right. one, any day of not getting it. So and they want to have this treatment program and force it upon us all. All right, so we may be able to begin this just a little bit before the break, but there's the music, so we're going to take this break. On the other side, let's talk about what we're finding out post this study.
Okay.
Let's talk about that. I also want to talk a little bit about more the heavy hand of government coming down on you when the state of Utah is actually trying to stop people from forcing you to take a shot. So be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions.
All right, folks, is Talk with John. Let's get back to Dr. Kirk Moore. All right, so Dr. Kirk Moore was served by the federal government here very recently, was served an indictment, and the reason why is because they were very angry with him putting saline in people's arms as opposed to putting in a shot. Now, it's not like he was swindling people. People were requesting that instead. That is what he was, the indictment is coming after him. And we're going to get into that a little bit more. So I do want to mention, we've also talked about that the study on the vaccines was only done for 28 days before they announced it was 95% safe and effective. Bottom line is it really wasn't. We know that now. We have a lot more information. I also want to mention, and we're going to get into it here shortly, the pregnancy rate across the United States has dropped significantly. Insurance companies are mentioning that there has been a 40% increase in death in the United States. Now, folks, in World War I, World War II, in Vietnam, those numbers was not that high of an increase. To have an increase of more than about 2 or 3% is significantly out of the norm. 40% increase, we should be having congressional hearings about this on a daily basis. All right, so Dr. Kirk Moore, let's get back to it. We had the commercials come up for our valuable advertisers, and we want people to go and visit them. That allows
It's not a presented by Pfizer, is it?
None of it is presented by Pfizer, I guarantee you on that. Is there anything that you want to finish up about the 28-day dry out that we had not yet covered?
No, I think we covered that. You mentioned pregnancy. If you want to, that can be a good segue into this.
Let's do it.
The interesting thing to me, just off the, out of the get-go regarding pregnancy, pregnant women, kids, or newborns, is the study that Pfizer and Moderna did specifically excluded pregnant women. Specifically excluded pregnant women.
Okay.
So for them to come out 3 to 4 months later, or maybe not even that long, I'm not sure when it was that they started coming out and advocating that it be used in pregnant women, but it was very shortly after that. I want to say February. So the shot was approved in December. February, maybe as late as March, everybody was on board. It's safe for pregnant women. Again, with 28 days of not even testing pregnant women, I'm not sure how you can do it. On top of that, they didn't even test elderly people. The people that were in the study, I want to say less than 5% of the people that were in the study were elderly. And yet the initial recommendation was for them to treat the elderly people. So I'm not sure how they came to that conclusion either. But ultimately, what's happened in pregnancy has been a human travesty. And I'll use a term that Dr. Toby Rogers has put out. I believe I attribute it to him because that's where I first saw it, a term called iatrogenicide, which is iatrogenic means that it's caused by physicians and a genocide. We have had a not only just decrease in pregnancy, but an increase in stillbirths and an increase of fetal demise that is unbelievably stark in terms of the numbers. There was a nurse that came out, whistleblower, her name is Michelle, and Dr. Thorpe were on a show, I would say 3 months ago. And Michelle is a nurse. She received a notice through email from the head nurse of her hospital, on top of the fact that she'd already noticed an increase in demises, but she's a nurse, works shifts, is not there all the time, doesn't know the full numbers. But the email that came out said, we are very sorry about what's been going on. Last month we had a record number. We typically have 1 to 2 fetal demises per month, or 1 to 2, stillbirths per month. And in the month of August, we had 21, which was only matched. Whoa. In the month of August, we had a record number of fetal demises of 21, which was only matched by the number of 21 in July. And the and this month doesn't look any better. It is only the 9th of September, and we've already had 8. Or something. It was only the 8th of September. We've only had 7. It was only one difference. So in other words, they'd had 1 a day through the first week of September. So those numbers alone will tell you what is happening to pregnancy and pregnant women and our birth rates. Nationally, I believe our birth rates are down it's down double digits, 10-12%. Australia's birth rates are down by 18%. New Zealand's are down by the mid-teens as well. And one of the Scandinavian countries, I don't remember which one it was, whether it was Denmark or Finland, Sweden, one of them had a pregnancy, birth rate number that was diminished by, in that 17-18% as well. And so worldwide, we're seeing a mass genocide.
So if you see that type of numbers, change in numbers, and it happened after the shot came out, well, let's say that you want to say that it was even COVID. Okay, well, let's slow down the roll on this shot thing, and let's really figure it out. Let's do the study. This is one thing that I don't think that has been done. I would love for practices. I would love for a governor of a state, DeSantis, because heaven knows Cowardly Cox won't do it here in the state of Utah. But I'd love him to say, I want a track on everyone that has received starts receiving shots, I want medical notes being made on their information after the shot has been received. I guarantee you that's not going to happen. And I guarantee you the Pfizers and so forth definitely don't want that information to come out, because that would be really scary. Okay, let's also mention that I want to say it was in 2021, definitely last year, there were a number of CEOs insurance companies that the death rate was increasing. And I want to say the direct age group was like 18 to 38, somewhere in that neighborhood, an increase of death of 40%.
So I think the number was from the 18 to 44. Okay. And it was Scott Davison from One Health. I think he was one of the larger health providers. And he came out and said that in the third quarter, I think he announced this in the fourth quarter of 21. In the third quarter of 21, they saw a 40% increase in death in that working age group. 40%.
And this is healthy people. This is not where you would see an increase of death because of minor illness. Those numbers are record. It's unheard of.
Yeah. So the interesting thing here, I don't know how much you want to go into this, John, but there's a great show on an interview with Ed Dowd, and he's been doing a number of these interviews. He's been he's been on podcasts. He's been on Steve Bannon's War Room. He just recently did a 1 hour. Show with Tucker Carlson on Fox Nation. And if your listeners want to go and hear exactly and hear the data, Ed Dowd has a tremendously powerful presentation in the way he puts out that data. And he's just an analyst. He's a stock market guy, research guy, and he just looks at it very unemotionally from a ones and zeros. You're dead or you're not dead. Number, and that's exactly what he did. So at the end of 21, the numbers were 40% increase, both in the third and fourth quarter. The numbers for 22 were not quite out yet, but through the first three quarters of 22, no, sorry, through they were out for number for 22, and those numbers I think were just under 40%. I think they were at the 38% number in terms of the increased death in that age group from 18. Now he expanded it to the 18 to 64, so that's the working age group. But that was mortality. That mortality rate was up by, 38%.
38% is still, and this has been shared many different times. An increase of in death of somewhere in the neighborhood of 1 to 2% is very significant. It's out of the norm. So that is multiple times, more than 10 times the increase of death that you would expect to see. That, yeah. Like I said, that's something where you have congressional hearings over.
Yeah, a 10%, Ed talks about this, Ed Dowd talks about this, a 10% increase is a once in a 200-year yes. abnormality, okay? 10%. We're four times that number, okay? So that means if we're typically expecting 10,000 people to die, we're having 14,000 people that are dying. Okay, it's a 40% increase. It's a huge increase, and you take that over the course of a year. We typically have about 3 million people that die in the United States. About, and I say 3.1 million people that die in the United States. Obviously, some of those are elderly. Some of them are outside of those age groups. But typically, if you're under the age of 64, you're not dying. And that's the reason life insurance companies are willing to put a life insurance policy on you just for signing on the dotted line of a company. These are not, these are group life insurance plans that IHC puts out. Any large mid-sized company typically just kind of rolls those in, and as Ed Dowd says, you go in, you sign your paperwork, you sign your W-9s, and you sign your paperwork as, this is in everything, and then you sign a group life plan that's included in it, and it's a moneymaker for the insurance companies, and it's a great incentive for people to go work for those companies because they get a small life insurance policy that's included as part of your benefits.
So when you have these, and I'd like to get a little bit back to your case, and we're coming up on about 15 minutes left in our show. At clock time, 15 minutes. Actual show time, we're probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 10. When these individuals came into your office, did you feel like you were individual, they were coming in during the middle of your practice, obviously interrupting your practice, probably shutting down your practice on some level for the day. What was that experience like?
Well, these were people, I never did any marketing, I never did any advertising. I'm not recruiting people to come into my, vaccine clinic. These were all patients that know me. These are either patients that I had either previously operated on or family or friends of those people. And they're also people that I, that were extended family and friends from the people that I had treated in 2020. So this all started for me in 2020 when people were coming to me to be treated, patients of mine, friends of mine, neighbors of mine, who were not getting treated by their doctors. They were being told, oh, yeah, you have the flu, you might have COVID, you may even very well have COVID, you may have tested positive for COVID, but there's no treatment for you, so just go home when your lips turn blue and you can't breathe and you need to call an ambulance because you can't even get in your own car, then come see me and I'll treat you and I'll put you on a ventilator and I'll give you some remdesivir. 85% of the people of whom that happened to died. And so they're coming to me. They're saying, hey, is there any treatment? What can I do? And I, at that point, had done the research and I was treating people. I was treating people with ivermectin. I was treating people with hydroxychloroquine and Zithromax. I mentioned his name earlier, Dr. Zev Zelenko. God rest his soul. Is a great pioneer and he should win the Nobel Peace Prize for what he found.
I guarantee
out.
You he won't. They won't let that happen.
No way.
You're right. He should.
No. Anyway, so all that was going on. And so all those people in follow up to all that, many of the people that I'd already treated for COVID were looking for a way to come in. And one of the other things that we don't talk about, which is now coming out, is natural immunity. A lot of these people that either got sick or were, very sick, maybe like you were this week, or regardless, maybe didn't even get that sick. Now they have natural immunity. And we know about natural immunity. Vaccines, for the last 70 years, we've always been attempting to try to mimic natural immunity. So now you have a disease that somebody gets, they survive it, and they're doing fine. And now all of a sudden in 21, they're being told that they need to get a shot to protect them from a disease that they probably already had. And so, those people are scared. They're like, why do I need to do that? If you had the measles as a kid or you had the chicken pox as a kid, nobody's going around and trying to stick you in the arm with a vaccine to try to make you immune to chicken pox. You had chicken pox as a kid, and we knew that it was a lifelong immunity.
There were chicken pox and measles parties when I was a kid growing
That's
up.
That's exactly right.
And it's starting to come back now. They're starting to do it again.
You had your parents were kind of like, oh, so-and-so got sent home with the chicken pox today. Party at their house, It's just kind of like, that's what it was like. But like I said, we've been trying to mimic natural immunity for the last 70 years, 100 years, ever since vaccines came out. And so now what changed in that paradigm? What was it that changed other than money, other than power, and other than control? Get a needle in everybody's arm, force them to do something that they may or may not want to do, that is against their will, that's going to, it's going to be something that's going to be required of you to travel, required of you to go to work, required of you to go to a grocery store, required of you to go in and get a medical procedure, you name it. So those people came to me and said, what can I do?
And the great thing is I love that you were treating people properly. Let's talk about if someone wanted to get ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, say back in 2019, was that something that was difficult to get someone?
No. 2017, I prescribed ivermectin to all 87 people that went on a humanitarian trip with me when I went to Africa. Same thing, I went on three humanitarian trips. I went in 2011, 2012 and 2017. And I wrote the prescriptions for almost everybody on those humanitarian trips of hydroxychloroquine for those people. And the same thing with ivermectin.
So we went in to get a prescription filled back in late 2021, and we had to go to several different pharmacies to even find it. And it was like up, it was up like five or six times the cost on it.
Yep. And it used to be like $3 for a course of ivermectin. And I think, you know, I think you're going to pay now, even now, if you can get it or where you can get it. And if you need it, I can send you to the right pharmacy. You know,
tell me about this, the increase in cost right after this commercial break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven. Oh, yeah.
I think you're crazy.
Broadcasting. This is Talk with John. Let's get right to it. Okay, so right now I'm on with Dr. Kirk Moore. Dr. Kirk Moore was accused of by the federal government for putting saline in people's arms that did not want to have the clock shot, the COVID-19 shot. We've been discussing that on today's program. Reasons why his reason of not of sharing all the information that we've received, saying why these shots have been ineffective and even beyond so, talking about the increase in death of somewhere in the neighborhood of we're looking at 10 times increase in death over what they've normally been. So going from a 40% increase in death, and to see an increase of 1% over a previous year is uncommon. So we will continue on. But I also want him to mention he has, he's got the federal government people coming after him. And if we can stop the federal government and a doctor, their interactions with patients, we need to do that. We need to help out good doctors like him. He's probably got, he's facing maybe millions of dollars in legal bills. So he's got a Give, Send, Go set up. Would you please tell us where people can go to find your Give, Send, Go?
Yes. So Give, Send, Go, look up Stand for More, all spelled out. Or you can go to the website by the same name, standformore.com. And right there on the website, top right-hand corner, there's a donation link.
And Stand for More would be M-O-O-R-E, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Let's go. There was, so we were talking about the increase. It seems like they are trying to get people to die here in America.
Worldwide.
But definitely, yes. But forgive me, I'm much more concerned about the United States right at the moment. And the bottom line is, if we can get the light of freedom here in the United States, then it shines the light of freedom everywhere else. But if they can create the darkness here in the United States, it creates it around the world. It's just the bottom line.
We've been the beacon of freedom, you know, since our country was established. Why are people coming across our borders all the time? Why are people wanting to come to the United States? We are the beacon. We are the world beacon of freedom. And we need to maintain that. And, you know, that's my argument here, John. This isn't just about me. This is about freedom. We talked about that at the beginning of your show, and maybe it's a great place to end it. This is about freedom. This is about our ability to control our own destiny and to control what goes into our body, and without having government kind of tell us what we need to do or what we can do.
Part of freedom, part of liberty is the you take a risk that you may die. You may fail. But also the great thing about the taking upon yourself the opportunity that you may fail is you get to learn from your failures and you get to succeed. I'm grateful that I was able to recover from my illness. I didn't go see a doctor. Did I have 102 degree fever? Yes. I had a few people worried about me, but I'm like, hey, my body's going to be fine. It's going to take me a week to get over this possibly. That's great. I'm fine with that. Let me do the things to keep my body healthy moving forward. That's the key. And what the federal government is doing is trying to stop that. So go to Give, Send, Go, Stand for More. Dr. Kirk Moore, thank you for joining me. I appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me, John.
It's been our pleasure. It's been my privilege. All right, folks, have a wonderful day. Enjoy the rest of the broadcasting here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Take care.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.